For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver football team opens up the season this week, hosting Minnesota State Mankato on Thursday night, joined by junior quarterback Brandon Ault out of Cottage Grove. Last year was record-breaking individually and as far as the team was concerned as well. A lot of good memories to pick from. What stands out in your mind?
I'd just say taking the program to somewhere it's never been, honestly. That's pretty remarkable, but that's something that we'll always remember forever, and especially the guys on the team. So,
you threw for 46 touchdowns. You were fifth in the Harlan Hill voting. I think I know you well enough to know that you still probably wanted to play better. Yeah. Are you a perfectionist when it comes to the game?
I try to be, you know, but we're never perfect, you know. There's always things to correct and do better, so it's kind of just to look at it on last year is what can we do better, you know, because the ceiling's never ending for our offense, so it's pretty exciting.
Where do you want to be better this year?
You know, just right off the bat, I'd say just coming off strong. I mean, we kind of had a tendency to go 3-and-out beginning of the games, but just starting the games off strong and just finish the games, you know.
You and Brendan Bolio played in high school together, and you're now part of a prolific offense, like you mentioned. From your standpoint, how important was it to get him back this year?
Yeah, very important. I mean, I remember talking to him, and he was pretty set on just playing last year. But I just think after the year went on and how much fun he was having, and I don't know, just the camaraderie going around with the team, he wanted to come back for another year. And I mean, we're blessed. I mean, he's a heck of a player.
After all the good that happened last year, how has this summer been different as far as expectations you're putting on yourselves or just the want to be better?
Yeah, I mean, expectations are, I mean, even higher. So you even saw this summer more guys coming out. Captain's practice, we had more and more each week. And, yeah, the guys just wanted to stay up here and work out and get better, and that was important.
Last year, going into the season, that offensive line was as savvy a veteran as a group as I remember, and it seems one by one, week by week, they all went out with injuries. Those young guys that came in played pretty darn well. What's that competition like up front this year?
Really good. I mean, our D-line is a heck of a squad right now, and they put up some great competition for our line. And even though they're young last year, they were able to play, and even guys from this year, the younger guys stepping up and entering roles, they do a heck of a job. So I'd say Nissen's got those boys under control, and they're doing a great job.
Minnesota State sputtered a little bit last year after they beat you guys, but it's still a program that was playing for a national title a couple of years ago. What are you expecting out of them?
I mean, we know they're a great program. They're going to play hard. They're going to come out. They're going to want to win. You know, just looking back at last year, we almost just beat ourselves, you know. So we just got to play our game, go out, and things will handle itself.
Nothing like a Thursday night game at the Chet, is there?
You're right, under the lights. It's going to be fun.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.